First, some experts are now predicting that the COVID-19 coronavirus will become an uncontrollable pandemic, but Australian researchers are already producing a potential vaccine. There's nearly 80,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus around the world, the vast majority in mainland China. But South Korea has over 600 cases, and which is the next highest infection rate outside China. Other cases are spread in much smaller numbers across 30 countries, with the exception of Italy and Japan. To date, there are nearly 2,500 deaths. Rob Osborne has more.
Today, the number of new COVID-19 cases in South Korea and Italy continued to surge. Iran is reporting more illnesses and deaths, and Japan announced more Diamond Princess cruise ship cases, plus more infections in different cities. In northern Italy, the last 2 days of the world-famous Venice Carnival have been cancelled, as the number of confirmed cases now exceeds 150, and the death toll has risen to 3. Universities and schools in Lombardy and the Veneto regions are closed, and around 50,000 citizens placed under effective quarantine. Do these cases in many different countries suggest that there is an imminent danger of the COVID-19 virus becoming a global pandemic? I put this question to Professor Bill Rawlinson, Professor of Virology at Southeast Sydney and Illawarra Health Service.
SARS-CoV-2, which is a virus causing the COVID-19 disease, has already spread to many countries globally, and we have seen transmission between a small number of people. So in a sense, we already have global transmission of the virus. What we are really looking at is how those numbers will stack up, and what we hope is that quarantining is reducing that risk of large numbers of infections in different countries.
In a world-leading initiative, Australian scientists are developing a potential vaccine in less than 2 months after the first recorded COVID-19 deaths. A test batch of a potential vaccine is in production at a CSIRO factory facility in Melbourne. How is this achieved in such record time? Professor Rawlinson again.
The initial virus blueprint, or the genetic sequence, was available in mid-January, and of course soon after that, with cases in Australia, Australian genetic sequences became available. And so once you have that and you know what your likely target is, and it's important that that's a likely target, it's not the known one, it's the one that seems most likely to be something that stimulates the immune response, that is, that makes a good vaccine. It's not just as simple as getting the genome and taking bits of it and sort of putting it into something. It's what you put it into and how you handle it that's really important in how useful that vaccine might be. And this seems a very good way forward.
The trial production run at the CSIRO facility began last Friday. The process involves large fermenters. Inside which the cells read the DNA blueprint and generate the proteins that will make up the vaccine. But will this rapid progress produce a usable vaccine in the near future? Professor Rawlinson again.
The timing of a vaccine like this is much faster than many other traditionally designed vaccines. Certainly with SARS, by the time vaccines were available and treatments were available, transmission had ceased.
Is the research and trial production a scalable operation that will result in a marketable vaccine?
A number of groups in Australia, including CSIRO, do have capacity to do the initial testing, and often vaccines will involve multiple groups, both companies as well as government organisations, indeed as well as international organisations. So the CSIRO is clearly a good place to start. In many ways, as much as the vaccine manufacturers and the CSIRO, University of Queensland, are doing a really good thing, in many ways I think we'd all like it to be unnecessary, in the sense that you'd like the pandemic to have stopped before that.
Whilst this vaccine development work continues, the Australian government today raised the travel advice for Japan and South Korea to level 2. Health Minister Greg Hunt, speaking in a press conference at Canberra, is confident Australians are not at risk.
We have developed our plans around the country. I thank the states and the territories. And the critical thing is that the advice to date from the Chief Medical Officer and unanimous advice of all of the Chief Health Officers is that the disease remains contained within Australia, but we are alert, we are focused, and at all times we are seeking daily updates.